Among those cases, 2,700 children were physically restrained and 1,800 children were secluded. State numbers don't indicate whether these events occurred simultaneously. Tim Pierenboom is a school psychologist with DPI. He says the goal is to have zero cases.
The pattern that we see suggests usually just a handful of students who are being secluded and restrained, and they're being secluded and restrained multiple times.
The majority of the children secluded and restrained were in elementary school. 80% of the students involved have individualized education programs, meaning they are special education students. But only about 14% of Wisconsin school-aged children are in the special education program. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.